Today's cotton newsline is five cuts. All cuts are Ted Schneider, a Louisiana cotton producer and board member of the U.S. Cotton Trust Protocol. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
It's easy. It only takes a few steps. You would visit our website, trustuscotton.org, and you would register your operation. There's a self-assessment that you have to complete. At the end of the year, or as your year goes along, you enter your practices into the field of market. It all probably takes about 2 hours during the course of the year.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
It enables our customers to better hear our sustainability story. And we have a great story to tell. And if we don't tell our story, there are others out there who do tell our story. The best people to tell our story is us. We grow the crop. We live on our farms. The producers need to take control of that narrative and be proud to tell our story. That's what the Trust Protocol allows a producer to do.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
We've had quite a few brand and retail members sign up, including a U.S. company, The Gap, and its collection of brands, Old Navy, Gap, Banana Republic, and Athleta. And we have 200 global mills and manufacturer members, including the first 10 U.S. mills and first members in Latin America. So the brands and retailers have been involved in the development of this protocol from day one.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
We view ourselves and our small community as cotton farmers, but we're not. We're a member of a supply chain of the apparel industry, which is much, much bigger. They're our customers, and we need to meet the needs of our customers, and this protocol will help us to do that.
Fifth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The U.S. Trust Protocol will use only U.S. cotton, and the use of the self-assessment and the use of field market will create data and statistics that will prove to our industry members that we are actually very sustainable. We feel like that we're the most sustainable cotton grown in the world.